This morning, we are going to read from the first book of the New Testament, Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 26. The later part of chapter 26, verses 39 through 41. Only three verses I read from NASB, New American Standard Bible. Verse 39. And he went a little beyond them and fell on his face and prayed, saying, My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And said to Peter, So, you men could not keep watch with me for 1 hour? Keep watching and praying, that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We focus on series of true marks of a true penitent. Truly repented saint has distinctive marks and signs of their true repentance. First, we were told to pursue, seek kingdom of God and his righteousness. Other words, seek out the righteous kingdom of God. And the second mark of the true penitent, truly repented disciples' life was forgive each other. Forgive your brother or sister. In 21st century, it means your local church member, your own brother or sister in the Lord. Today, from this children text, Jesus commands his chosen three disciples out of 11 because Judas Iscariot already left with wicked mission. Taken by the Satan, empowered by Satan to betray Jesus. So out of the rest 11 apostles, Jesus chose Peter and James with his brother John. Three were taken by Jesus, and they went a little bit further, while the rest 8 remained in the same Garden of Gethsemane. And Jesus told them, You could not keep watch with me for 1 hour? Why? Before he went a little bit further for a distance of stone's throw, he told them, verse 36, sit here while I go over there and pray. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be grieved and distressed. And his chosen three disciples saw Jesus beginning to be grieved and distressed. Even witnessing Jesus saying, because he said to them, verse 38, my soul, here soul is spirit, is deeply grieved to the point of death. Then he gave them command, remain here, keep watch with me. Keep watch with me. Then he went further for a distance of stone throw. And he fell on his face and prayed. So, Peter, James and John, they eyewitnessed and they heard what Jesus was doing and what Jesus was saying right before their eyes, even though that was a very dark night. Jesus was grieved and distressed. They eyewitnessed how Jesus was grieved and distressed. And Jesus confessed to them his own that physical and mental condition by saying, my soul is deeply grieved, saddened. How deeply? To the point of death. So I need your help. That's what Jesus meant. I need your help. Your very intimate help. So what you could do to me in my time of mental, spiritual, physical grief, deeply distressed, is keep watch with me while I pray personally. Friends, here Jesus, as a sinless human being, showed not only his close disciples, Peter, James, and John, also to us. He was also a pure, true human being like us. And he experienced extremely sorrowful condition. Later on the cross, Jesus clearly cried out what kind of condition it was, because he cried out, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? As your true human being, sinless human being, the purest form of expression, while he was going through deep mental, spiritual, physical grief and distress, he expressed, my God, Why have you forsaken me? Inexplicable. Crying. Jesus, with loud voice, cried, still, he was obedient to his heavenly Father. At the same time, he is God's will. Yet, as a human being, he could not explain what kind of agony he was experiencing at that moment on the cross. Sinless man experienced the hellish agony in hell. So purest expression of his inner struggle between weakened body and soul was, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" After 3 hours of darkness over that Calvary, as if symbolizing Heavenly Father's wrath, his God's wrath upon the sin of human race, that Jesus took upon himself as John the Baptist personally expressed, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." That weight of sin of the world felt heavily upon his weakened body and soul. Out of that agony, the total disconnection from his Heavenly Father and his God, as a sinless man, he could not explain the depth of hellish agony and total destructive wrath of the righteous God upon his body and soul, because his body and soul became sin itself. Because he took upon himself willingly the world's sin, sin of the world. How mere wicked, sinful, corrupt human being could understand such cry on the cross? Peter, James, John, they could not understand, because all they were corrupt, wicked in their spirit. Their physical body and their spirit are not pure as Jesus. Their heart is corrupt. Their flesh could be stronger than Jesus, but tainted with sin and its consequences. So sinful human beings like Peter, James, and John could not keep watch with sinless, true man, Jesus, at the darkest hour of his whole human life. Jesus said, "You men could not keep watch with me for even just 1 hour." It was mild, yet reproach and rebuke to Peter and those two slumbering, James and John, whom Jesus considered closer to him than others, and expected them to watch with him for 1 hour. But they failed him. Yet Jesus, out of a true love for their spiritual life, gave them commandments saying, "Keep watching, keep praying." What kind of prayer is this? "Lead us not into temptation." Because our flesh is weak, though our spirit is willing. That's the content of prayer Peter, James, John kept the rest of their earthly life as a motto to pray wherever they were under such severe temptation. They had to pray. Because Jesus taught him at his darkest hour of spiritual and physical agony, keep watching, keep praying. Humanly, you could not experience what I'm going through, but you've got to pray like this. "Oh Lord, my spirit is willing, but my flesh is weak. So I have to rely on you totally. Please, lead me, lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil one." Jesus graciously, out of true mercy, gave such command to Peter, James, and John, so that in their later life, while they were fulfilling their mission, they could overcome out of temptations like Jesus went through. So the third mark of true penitent Christian life is keep watching and praying. The writer to the Hebrews explained it to us like this, chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Exactly, Jesus went through earnest prayer, even dripping sweat turned blood. God sent angel, sustained him while he was praying, fell on his face to the ground, and Jesus prayed, my Father. If it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. Jesus himself kept watching, fully alerted, and prayed that he might not enter into temptation, rather overcoming, while his beloved friends Peter, James, and John were overcome by physical weakness. They fell asleep without watching with Jesus, without praying with Jesus. Later on, immediately, at the same night, they fell to the temptation. They fled from Jesus because they were afraid of their own life. Friends, today we saw what happened to Peter, what happened to James, what happened to John, what happened to the rest of his other apostles. All they repented of their desertion of their beloved Rabbi Jesus. All they became truly filled with the Holy Spirit and went on fulfilling Jesus' given great commission and preached what they personally witnessed, even to the point of death. They were more than willing to give up their life for their beloved, self-sacrificed Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, keep watching and praying, because we have corrupt, sinful body and spirit. Even sinless Jesus went through such agony, distress, yet overcame with earnest prayer, humble prayer. How much more should we keep watching and praying so that we may not enter into temptation? Even when we are in the middle of temptation, we might overcome it to give praise, thanks to our Savior and Jesus Christ. May our spiritual alert, in spite of our physical weakness, in spite of our spiritual corruption, our alert state, so that our watching and praying may become our daily Christian trademarks, to be faithful children of God, faithful disciples to our Rabbi Jesus Christ. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence in our prayer to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need, especially in time of temptation. May the Lord continue pouring out His Holy Spirit upon each one of us daily, every moment, that we may become instruments of praise and thanksgiving to our God through the remainder of our earthly life. Amen.